proclamation number 8570 for dated the July 29th, 1963. Spiritualization of Jesus' body. The body of Jesus Christ, which rose from the dead entirely spiritualized and continued to exist as a visible cover for myself in order to be and eternally remain a visible God for my created beings is, however, an exception. Jesus' body was indeed physical matter as well, yet it was created by divine strength. The substances his biological mother gave birth to were likewise of a spiritual nature which adjusted their demands, cravings as well as weaknesses to their environment, which were therefore so influenced by their physical surrounding that the body's desire was just as inclined as that of other people, that the body reacted to all external temptations, but as a result of Jesus' willpower resisted them time and again. And this necessitated a constant battle. It necessitated a constant willingness to act with love, because Jesus also wanted to redeem all substances which, due to his human existence, made contact with his soul but which did not belong to another fallen original spirit. Instead, it had been an act of creation by me for which I had chosen the person capable of giving birth to a human being in God-intended order, who thus carried the substances within which thus also formed the physical shell for him, which were also meant to be redeemed yet stay with the soul sheltering within. Do understand, Jesus' body and the body of Mary were created in all purity and without sin, but they took abode in a sinful world and therefore were not spared the temptations of this world. They had to prove themselves in it. They had to fight at an even harder battle against such temptations because my adversary was still able to express himself through matter, because he had the opportunity to influence a pure soul through everything surrounding it and his activity consisted of the manifold temptations which every person is subject to and which is every person's task to fight against. This will still be incomprehensible to you humans. Nevertheless, you may always believe that the complete spiritualization of Jesus' body as well as Mary's succeeded, but that Jesus was the only being who took his body along into the spiritual kingdom and retained it, because I wanted to become a visible God for all my created beings and that the complete unity of body and soul took place, which can never be undone again. The fact that many unredeemed spiritual substances clung to Jesus' soul and besieged it is also certain and that Jesus' battle against these forces of darkness was very tough is also constantly emphasized, for on orders of my adversary these forces tried to make him fall. And thus Jesus also had to fight against temptations which did not arise from his own body but were caused by the said dark force which availed itself of everything externally surrounding Jesus the man in order to tempt him, and thus he had to suffer incredibly and fight against all kinds of these pressures despite his pure and sinless body. However, he redeemed many immature substances, which then were also permitted to fully mature as a human being on earth, and these people were subsequently often recognizable by their obvious attitude towards Jesus and a way of life which followed him. It must never be assumed that his struggle was an easier one because of his pure body without sin, for enough immature substances adhered to his soul which he was not allowed to simply shake off but which he wanted to redeem as well in order to help them on their further path of development. But the fact that his own body in its entirely spiritual state also became and remained part of the soul must be equally credible to you human, for my dwelling in a human being presupposed all these unusual conditions. Just as a purely spiritual conception and an unusual event at birth reveal divine intervention. Nevertheless, Jesus was a human, and his battle as well as the spiritualization of all bodily substances occurred in the same way as with all other humans. Love and suffering accomplished it, and love and suffering will be necessary time and again for the human being's complete spiritualization on Earth. Amen.